The Menominee want to team up with the Seminole tribe and its Hard Rock subsidiary to build an off-reservation casino and entertainment complex. Coalition spokesman Michael Bechtol says there would be financial compensation for other tribes that might lose business if the Kenosha site opens.
We have addressed the impacts on the project. Were there to be any loss of gaming revenue on the part of any of the parties involved, as well as matters such as reduction in employment.
Bechtol says state tribal compacts allow compensation to any affected tribes. He also says last week a deal was reached under which the Oneida tribe will provide banking and other services to the Menominee. But that still leaves opposition from the Ho-Chunk, which have casinos in south-central Wisconsin, and Forest County Potawatomi, which has a large casino in Milwaukee. The Potawatomi said yesterday that the Menominee project has a history with corrupt individuals and would end up sending hundreds of millions of dollars to out-of-state gambling interests. Governor Walker told reporters in Green Bay yesterday that he's still hoping for a win for all of the tribes, but so far...
The Potawatomi obviously have much more to lose, and the Ho-Chunk just in principle, because they don't have a reservation, are very concerned about any off-site, off-reservation gaming.
The Menominee are preparing a final report for the governor and plan to meet with him tomorrow. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.